The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com.
This is PodcastNorm.com.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show I call Just a Fan's View, a show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. I won't be doing any interviews with drivers. You can hear those just about anywhere. And I won't be talking to any crew chiefs for the same reason. If I do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why I call it Just a Fan's View. So grab yourself a cold drink and sit back in your seat because I'm not afraid to express my opinion. In fact, it's one of the things I do best. Today's show is On to Atlanta with No Practice or Qualifying from a NASCAR Fan's View. The NASCAR Cup teams are taking it to Atlanta this weekend, and once again, they're doing it without practice or qualifying. As I said recently, it looks like NASCAR might be finding a way to change the way they do racing, at least in the near future. The reason I say that is because it doesn't seem to affect the racing in any negative way without those things. Of course, we all know that this is a very different time, but I think it is plausible for NASCAR to continue doing what they're doing without practice and qualifying and still continue to have good racing. I seriously doubt they'll take any of my advice about that, but for the present, it seems this is working out very well. And at least from this fan's view, the racing seems to be a little better and more intense. Well, I'm not so sure that everyone feels the way I do about it, but it has been interesting. Of course, we really need people in the stands so that when the drivers do something like win or make a good move or just get out and mix it up with somebody, the fans can give them their uproarious support either for or against. It's pretty obvious to this fan that it does affect the drivers without having the fan reaction when they climb out of the car for whatever reason, especially after they won. I would say it has taken a little bit of getting used to. If I could reflect on the days when I used to race, I remember that it was really great to have that fan reaction after a hard-fought battle with someone for the win. I even remember having an accident like being put in the wall or rolling over numerous times on the front straightaway in front of the stands and hearing their reaction. Somehow it makes it a little easier to take when you climb out of the car and everybody yells and cheers because they know you're okay. Trust me, I've been there both ways. Before I talk about this weekend's race at Atlanta, I would like to make a short comment on what happened between Joey Logano and Chase Elliott near the end of the race last weekend at Bristol. I really didn't see it the way that several did, and I don't know if it's because I was able to watch the camera shots or because I just saw it differently. It seems that Joey Logano thought Chase Elliott got him loose by giving him a nudge after Denny Hamlin got into the loose stuff and gave the lead away to Joey Logano. From my view, it appears that Chase might have taken the air off of Logano's spoiler, and that's what caused Joey to lose traction and slide up as Denny Hamlin had just before him. Shortly after that, the caution came out, and as the cameras followed Elliott and Logano, I think down the back straightaway, Logano got into Elliott's bumper and gave him a good long hard push, appearing to let him know that he wasn't happy with him pushing him up in towards the wall. Since I don't think that's what happened, it is possible that Chase had a little bit of a temper resurgence, and that's why he drove so hard into the turn after the restart, even though it was pretty obvious he was trying to win, and definitely overdrove it. What struck me as more than a little humorous was how upset Joey Logano was that Chase had done that to him, driven into the turn so hard as to take them both out, as though he had never done that to someone else in the past. It appears that all he really wanted was an apology and for Chase to man up. Funny, it seems I recall times when Joey didn't do that himself. Oh well, enough of that. The race this weekend in Atlanta should prove to be very interesting, and there are several that could end up in victory lane. We talk about people that have won there numerous times and several times before. They're the ones that are likely to win again. Well, at least that's what we're told. However, I think a Chevy just might win this one. I know there are several others that could win, whether it be a Toyota or a Ford. I just think that this could be where Jimmy Johnson actually gets over his 100 race losing streak. No, I'm not saying that he will, because Chase Elliott has been running strong too, along with his teammates, William Byron and Alex Bowman. Those four right there are probably the biggest reason that I suspect, or at least am expecting, a Chevy will end up in victory lane. Now, I could be wrong, and that wouldn't be anything new, but don't be surprised if it happens just the way I say. I do admit that Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch, Kurt Busch, and Ryan Blaney all have a chance, and there is also a good chance Martin Truex Jr. could pull off the victory. I can't tell you how much I hope that Joey Logano doesn't win. It's a personal thing with me. But unfortunately, he is a possible winner also. Of course, there's always that guy named Brad Keselowski, and you already know how his luck has been running. The thing about this race in Atlanta is that the track is pretty well worn out. There are multiple grooves the drivers can run in, and the strategy is going to play a very strategic part in this one. The fuel mileage is going to be much further than the tire mileage, and that should make things very interesting. Who knows? Someone completely unexpected can win this one, and it wouldn't surprise any of us, would it? Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and I'm really glad you took the time to be here. It is my hope that you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find this show. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, Rusty Norman, Podcast Norm Productions, and PodcastNorm.com. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week.